tonight. Head coach Sean is with us as we get set to talk to him about the game here tonight. Coach, I thought a really good game between these two teams. I thought overall we were better last night. Did you think the same thing?
You thought we were better?
Better than last night.
Sorry. Yeah, we were much better tonight. It was an even hockey game tonight, and I thought we pushed back hard. Some guys really stepped up, I thought. We got a great game out of Piedla's line tonight. Misiak was tremendous. Those guys, Ashbrook was much better. They had a rough game last night. They were much better tonight. I thought on the backside, Michael Carroll was tremendous in the hockey game. Physical, needs to work on making some more plays because he has the puck so much and he plays so much. So I thought it was good. I thought it was a good series. Disappointed in the outcome for sure. Not disappointed in the effort.
Got the power play goal too, which was huge. Justin Misiak, I know he's been gripping the stick a little bit maybe, and it was great for him to get on the board.
Well, he was tremendous tonight. He was all over the ice.
We gave him the superior play of the game.
Yeah, and I would agree with that. And this weekend, these games are really important for us as coaches, because what you're looking at is, you know, well, there are tons of NHL people here tonight, and they want to see two very good teams and how these top players they keep hearing about and putting up points and things perform. And we do too. We want to know who's going to perform. Now, what we saw tonight is the guys that could play with pace and make plays with pace had success in the game. I thought that Piedla's line was very good tonight. Guys that need a slower game had trouble tonight. And that was on both teams, because we were able to generate forecheck and generate quick transition and do things tonight as well. And you saw them leaning over and tired tonight. So I thought we were good in the third. And it's important that we know these things going forward, because we have to make decisions on these are the games you're going to have in the national tournament. And we have to make decisions on who we might be. Is a guy, can he help us when we're going to get a game like this? When we play Notre Dame, we need the guys that we think can grow and help us in those roles and start really focusing on doing some more things with them and bringing the other guys along.
Was Tyrone Bronte a little better tonight, too? It seemed like he was making some plays and working hard in the corners for us.
Yeah, he was. He was using his legs. He's still a little choppy with the puck. He doesn't have fluent hands to be able to make those quick little plays, but his energy was good. And, they gave us, just like last night, that line gave us about... I'm going to say 28, 29 minutes of really good hockey, consistent hockey. And then they dropped off a little bit. And part of that was Matty Corsia dropped off. And he did that last week. And, he comes out, has a really good first period. And then he has to stay within himself a little bit. But so we had to do some things with some lines. We weren't getting much out of Arvid's line. So we tried to put some things together. It was really turned into kind of a two-line game tonight with trying to get some push out of Bliss's line. They weren't able to get a lot going because it was fast. Brian Helland had a guy on him, and he wanted to slow the game down a little bit and find a guy, and it wasn't there. As you're slowing down, they're back pressuring and getting into, as you said on, I think, yesterday on our post game, they get in those lanes and things like that, and everything closes down. So we needed to get the puck tonight to the net. We did get it to the net, and then we had to retrieve it, and we had to have them chasing the puck a little bit. And not being able to, us playing on the perimeter, and them to get us outside the dots and throw a lot of bodies at it and then get the puck. And I thought we did a better job of that tonight. And I thought some guys really excelled at it, and some guys struggled at it, and they know that. And we're a better team right now than we were when we came in here. Would have liked to have come out with a win for sure, but I thought tonight was an even hockey game for the most part. I thought it was an even game.
I agree, but it did seem like, again, at times where Minnesota State was really feeling it against us, and they were forcing us to make those bad passes or make those forced passes in traffic that ended up going back the other way.
Yeah, we did that to them as well. And again, if you really look at it, it was certain individuals who couldn't get the puck deep.
Yeah.
They couldn't even, we were trying to get the puck up to them. They couldn't chip it by a defenseman there. They couldn't make a play, and it's the pace of the game. And then frustration and they don't have any flow going, and then you just start fighting it a bit. It happens to all of us. You take a test, look at the first problem. You might know every other answer on that thing. You look at that first problem on ACT or something, and you're, whoa, and you're backing up, and it's, you know what I mean? And then you fight the whole test the rest of the way. And I think we had some guys that had trouble settling in to the pace and the compete of the game. Now, we had some guys, like we said, that seemed to really love it. Misiak, Carroll, those guys loved the environment of the game tonight, and Piedla was much better, and we had guys that really loved it, and that's what you're looking for. You're looking for the guys that can step up and play and be difference makers at critical times, and that's the players that are, you know, that have a future in this game when you can evolve into that. Some guys will get there and they're not ready yet, and some guys may not be able to get there, and other guys are showing that they can get there. So we're better again. We know a lot more about our team right now, and they know a lot more about us. And it was a good series, good environment. Their band was good. It was good. It was a good series of hockey. We wanted points for sure, but we grew and we got better. And if we were to come out tonight and laid down, because I didn't think we had a lot of guys that competed really hard last night. We were disappointed in our pace and our compete. I thought we had better pace and better compete tonight. So, you know, we'll go with that.
Congratulations on the point last night. I know that it's big to get anything out of here in a strong game tonight, Coach. But I'm already looking forward to the rematch up at the McGinnis at the end of the season.
As are we. Thanks.
All right. Kent Coach Joe Sean right here on Mix 93 WKMJ. Tough loss here tonight. The Huskies will get on the bus and head home.